The Brewers looking for their fourth win in five games, taking on the Nationals. Zach Davies in search of his 16th victory of the season. Pick up the action in the third, 1-0 Milwaukee in front. It's Davies facing Trey Turner.
And Turner on the ground, that's through for a base hit. In the score is Taylor. Turner on his way to second base, and he's in there with a hustle double.
Gonzalez delivers. Line drive, base hit, left field. Davies is going to score. They're going to send Braun. Here comes the throw. It's not in time. Santana's caught between second and third. He slides, and he's out at second base. But the Brewers are going to take a 3-2 lead.
Now VR sends one to right. That's way back there. And VR has hit one out. Two-run shot.
The sign is set in the pitch. Ground ball towards the middle. Should be two. Perez flips to Arcia for one on to first. Picked by Aguilar, a double play.
1-2 pitch. Curveball got him. A little change of pace with the hook. And Davies keeps it going.
Corey Knebel with his 31st save. The Brewers win for the fourth time in five games, doubling up the Nationals 6-3. It's Milwaukee's 70th win of the season. The Nats' four-game winning streak is snapped. Zach Davies picks up his 16th win of the year, allowing two runs in seven innings. The Brewers win for the fourth time in five games. Manager Craig Counsell spoke after.
The pace was with these pitching, he really controls the pace of the game. You feel like it never speeds up on him. And he continues just to make pitches even when things are going on. I mean, you know, we really, in that inning they scored, you know, we had our glove on a couple balls for outs and weren't able to get them. But, you know, then it's really a ground ball, and that it's really a ground ball hit that gets him two runs. I mean, I think he's been swinging the bat really well right-handed. That's why I've been, you know, putting him in that leadoff spot against left-handed pitchers. I think, you know, he's certainly struggled to start the year, but it's always been the side to me that there's a lot of damage in. There's more damage in there from the right side from him, and you saw that ball he hit tonight. I mean, I feel like he just touched that ball, and it was kind of a no doubter. So he's doing a nice job against left-handed pitching, and that was, you know, to me, that's the really thing that I wanted, especially on this team. I think that's with this group, that's the thing we really need from him, is that, you know, that top-of-the-order presence against left-handed pitching does a lot for us. It's starting to feel like big games. Every day's a big game, but they've earned this, man. They've earned this fun. They've earned this, you know, they've earned the right to say we're playing meaningful games, and there's a lot of exciting things looking ahead, for sure.
Jesus Aguilar with a clutch go-ahead two-run single in the third. He spoke after the game.
I come ready every day to the play, so my mind is set to play. So if I don't play, I got to be ready to hit. Can be in a 7 or 8, so I think it's more mentally.
And what about the job that Zach Davies did tonight? Another strong outing for him. Just two runs, seven innings, and now picking up his 16th win of the season.
He did a great job. I mean, he was location every piece, so that's why I think we win.
Up next, the series against the Nationals continues on Friday. Jimmy Nelson on the hill.